This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back on a Roadshow Friday in Newport, Rhode Island, and at the Lobster Bar. By the way, I would like to wish a happy belated birthday to somebody whom, without, we might never have come to Newport, Rhode Island, and that is our listener, Jody. So round of applause. Jody was very intent on getting us to bring a roadshow to Rhode Island and to Newport specifically, and without her, we wouldn't be here today. So,
the best.
Great job.
The best.
Great job by Jody. We're going to get to Courtney in today's news coming up at 8, but we got some guest leads. Ken is out there among among the people. And who is up first this morning? Good morning. Hello.
Hello. My name is Chuck. How are you guys doing?
Chuck. Morning, Chuck.
You remember this? I know it. I'm doing art trivia. What did this guy, what was unique about him?
About Chuck?
Yes.
From what roadshow?
I don't remember the roadshow.
Bernie's last year.
It was about the size of a certain part of his wife's anatomy.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was the shirt.
She has two letters
I was
in her
wearing
name.
The flame shirt last year. Can I say it, babe?
Well, too late now.
Go ahead.
I said last year was my beautiful wife, Mandy, spelt with two E's, and she's got the triple D's.
Yes, yes. That was good.
Okay. All right.
And Curtis, you got me in trouble because she specifically told me, hey, when you go up there, please don't talk about my
wife. Oh, well, it's how you're known, unfortunately.
Also, Triple E's is the name of Steph Diggs' new boat.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's your guest lead?
All right. So real quick, because I already embarrassed her, I just wanted to say yesterday was my beautiful wife's birthday.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, man.
And we were out until about 1 a.m. or so, and we took 2 hours to get here, so we left around 3:45.
Ah.
So, yeah, we didn't get a lot of sleep, but she wanted to spend her birthday coming to the Greg Hill Roadshow or the day after her birthday. So,
awesome.
You know, been married for about a year.
By the way, very cheap gift on your part.
And be careful. Shampoo effect is real this morning.
All right. Awesome.
But, yes, happy birthday, Mandy. I love you.
Happy birthday.
All right. Excellent. Who's up next? Morning.
Morning. My name is George.
Hi, George.
Where are you from?
I'm from Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And what do you got for a guest lead?
Well, Curtis stole a little bit of my thunder with his lead this morning. But right now, like the weather outside, the four teams right now are really cloudy futures. We have, you know, the Patriots coming up. You know, what are they going to look like? You know, are they going to be good or are they going to be, you know, mediocre? Or they can't be any worse than last year. So, the Celtics. We all knew this was coming. So for them to not have gotten to the conference finals is a very big disappointment because next year we have no idea what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
However, I do have faith in Brad Stevens that he will get this done. And then when Tatum comes back and Jaylen Brown has an MVP-type season, because he is a dog, like you said.
Yep.
I'm telling you, these guys are going to win another championship.
They are.
In a couple of years.
All right.
That's what I like to hear.
Then we have the two dumpster fires that are the Bruins and the Red Sox at the moment.
Yeah.
The Bruins are an absolute joke right now. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't even have a coach right now. They've gotten rid of three head coaches, and they've all gone on to have success. So there is a major fundamental problem there. And then, again, hopping on the Red Sox. The front office has screwed up this entire team. We should be having right now the discussion to bring up the WooSox players and get rid of Trevor Story and everybody else who is underperforming, because this team has enough talent to win. And it's not Alex Cora's fault, because if you heard him yesterday and Craig Breslow, they have a lot of baseball knowledge, but it just seems like they're being kind of captive to whatever the front office wants them to say. That's all I have to say.
That's kind of depressing, actually.
My kind of guy.
About the state, the current state of sports. All right. My Chicago guys.
Best.
Good morning. Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, Greg. My name's Axi Gandhi. I'm here with my nephew, Raj. We left Chicago at 3:30 in the morning yesterday to come to the road show last night.
All right.
Woo!
All right. You guys came to a road show last year from Chicago.
The Comer.
Yeah.
Okay. We're both accountants. We have exciting work to do. So what we like to do is once a month go to a different city around America and hit the bars and have a great time with the people that live there.
Yeah.
And then we separate places into two categories.
Also, when I'm in a bar, there's nothing more exciting when a couple out-of-control accountants roll in. I mean, really, it is. It's unbelievable, the party you guys.
Let's talk about minimum tax every day.
Yeah. Okay. So you go to cities, and then you were telling me last night you rate the city as either
overrated or underrated.
Okay.
I like
that. What are the overrated cities so far?
Scottsdale.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like Curtis, we like a body of water while we're drinking.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Nashville.
Wow. You know.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
That's a hot take.
All right.
Okay. Underrated, Charleston. Great vibe.
Great
it's
food
all
city.
About, as Shine says, it's all about a great vibe.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delray Beach in Fort Lauderdale, a great place.
Okay.
And one of the great joys of our lives is we go to different cities, and we listen to you every morning. We're at our desks. We'll text each other. Can you believe what Curtis just said?
Yeah.
You know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know?
Put me on that text chain.
And Wiggy's the best. Wiggy, we talk about Wiggy. Wiggy and Courtney, they're like, they're the drop machines. They have the best drops. Nobody has the drops that they have, you know? And it's just, so we like to go to different cities, and our lead is we encourage everybody to go to a different city for 2 or 3 days and hit the bars and hit the restaurants, meet the people across this great country, you know, and have the best time of your lives.
That is, love it.
Yeah, they are.
I love it.
They are the real life Blues Brothers.
Jake Elwood, right? Jake.
They are literally.
Wait, where did he go? Oh, just one more question.
Chicago.
One question.
Yes, sir.
Newport, overrated or underrated?
Underrated beyond words.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, jackpot. Unbelievable.
Okay. All
right. We'll be back. The Comer is great. Our biggest problem is which road show do we go to?
I know.
I go to all of them.
You know?
Yeah.
And you might see us again this summer.
Okay.
All right, fantastic.
They're the best. If they've made a TikTok of this, them traveling around, they blow up. They are the most uplifting two people I've ever met.
Stay away from the Chicago pizza, though.
Good morning.
Hi, my name's Melissa. I'm from here in Rhode Island, down in Wakefield. My lead is, I know the other day you guys talked about who's rooting for Marshy to win. I am, and I feel like we got rid of Cassidy, and he went on to do great things, and Montgomery went on to do great things. Marshan is about to go off and do great things, so I think it's time that we look at Sweeney or whomever and say it's time to go, because everyone you get rid of is doing great things, and you're clearly not, because you're making really bad decisions. So that is my lead today. I don't know what you all think about.
That is great. And Melissa brought us the Rhode Island guys donuts.
All right.
I brought you the donut.
And a donut for James.
And I would like to say to you all, and I feel like probably it's really hard to choose who's your favorite, because you're all amazing in different ways. And it is an absolute pleasure to start our days with you every single morning. Thank you. Really nice.
Unbelievable.
Good job.
All right. We got time. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Time for one more. Hello.
How's it going, everyone?
What's up?
I'm Matt from Rhode Island.
Hi, Matt.
First thing I want to say, Curtis, I appreciate you talking about your sobriety every time. 4 years clean from opiates myself.
Wow.
Good for you.
Great work.
So I'll just go ahead. I don't understand why, well, all the hype is with the Red Sox and all the hate for the Patriots. The Red Sox did three things. They got a third baseman, they got a starter, a closer, and the Patriots have gone out and just done everything possible to make that whole team better. Oh, they're going to win the AL East. They're going to the World Series. Oh, the Patriots, they'll be lucky to even make the playoffs. Listen, the Patriots should have won at least 6 to 7 games last year, but Gerard Mayo was the biggest reason they didn't. So everyone's saying, hey, well, they should win double that. Now everyone's saying they might win 8. So if they should have won 6 or 7, I'm thinking 10 is a good number.
You have met 10.
I have met 10.
All right.
Oh, I like it, Matt.
I like that number.
Thank you, Matt.
8.5.
Yeah, I like that number. I like the 10 number.
8.5 still the number?
Yeah, I think it's still a number.
Okay.
Unfortunately for the...
What?
The America's Cup boat.
Oh,
is that it?
There goes the Intrepid.
Wow.
There's the Intrepid.
Yeah.
That
rolling
is so
by.
Cool.
Wiggy, you could have been on the Intrepid.
No, it's leaning. Anytime a boat leans, that means it's going in the water.
I bet that looked cool on Twitch or on YouTube. Hopefully you can see it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
All right. You can watch this show every day on Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So go get Dad a watch. And go to Springer's Jewelers, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.